For the name of Yahweh is excellent. As we gather here in the beit of our Abba, we do come to brought you unto, to esteem your name highly above the heights of Hashemayim. For we are eternally thankful, Tota, that we may enter into your presence and come before you and offer up the oblations of thanksgiving. And so we render unto our Abba, Tota, all of his mighty blessings that he has showered down upon the house of Israel. You have given us life today and bread. You have given us assurance in Yahshua HaMashiach. And for that, we do bless you, Yah. Our love is exceedingly full of gladness and joy as we look at the expanse of your creation. As we look up and see the beauty of Hashemayim, the stars, the moon, the sun. As we try in our own ability to think of the greatness of your creation with the limitations of our own minds and our ability to think beyond that paradox. We do know that when we see HaMashiach, we shall be like him. We shall know all things. Then we shall understand the beauty and the splendor, your creation and all things that you have done. But we bless you for the strength and the beauty of your words as you speak unto us as a people, as you call us to come before you and to worship you, for you seek such. Help us all tonight as you watch over the brothers that are out laboring. Bring them home safely with great carefulness. Protect them. We pray for our brothers and sisters scattered throughout the nations of the world, in every nation, under every kind of government there is, and especially those that are in Ghana. Pastor Ajian, Sister Mary, his family, Sister Lutika, all the fellowship there. And those that we have heard from on this week, Yahweh, the blessings, the offerings, the gifts. We do bless you for their gifts, the giving. Those that have written the emails, we bless you for them. Those that we heard from the Philippines, Netherlands, and different parts of the United States. We do pray for them that your strength rest upon them all. We do pray that you bless your manservant, that he will speak with simplicity and clarity. We may understand what you speak unto Israel. So bless us all tonight and comfort us in your truth, that your Ruah may speak unto us truth. We bless you for all things. We do praise you, we Todayah, for all that he has given us, the Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. And the house of Israel, his people, cried, Hallelujah! 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 Lift your hands, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For we do cast all of our cares. We're not over inundated with the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, and other lusts entering in to cause the power and the life of the word of Yahweh to be choked from us. And so we lay those burdens that tend to suffocate us. We lay them down at the altar tonight. We're renewed by the Ruah of our Abba. Our minds, our love, our inward parts being refreshed as we assemble in your presence. We ask your blessing upon your word tonight. Let it be a spoken word of certainty according to the scripture. By the power of Haruah, we ask you to bless us all tonight and strengthen those listening live via the internet, those that may hear this broadcast in some form or this message. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. Yisrael cried, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say to them, Shalom. May Yah enrich you tonight. Shalom, my friend. You may be seated. And I am certainly glad, and I do rejoice with great expectation as to what Yah is doing in this hour. So I am exceedingly happy for that he is doing. I do want to speak tonight with a great sense of clarity for the house of Israel, that we may understand certainly what Yahweh speaks unto his people, and there shall be no doubt in our love concerning what the word of Yah says. I want to define a word for us before I began. The reason I do want to elaborate on this particular tonight, there was an article that I read today that it sparked my attention. And before I define this word, I do want to read this article. I think it's very important that we understand what is actually taking place in this time, whereby the profoundness of his prophecies and the prophetic word will express itself in a greater way in this hour that we're in. Now, we do understand that Shaitan, he has darkened the mind of this generation. I use the expression that it is an ignorant generation, and it is. He has reduced their logics down to a beastly appetite. He has reduced the populace down to one of the most ignorant people that have ever been on the face of the earth. And that is how any government, any power that be, controls the subjects by controlling the ability to think. And this is a generation that doesn't think well. So it controls the mind with these trivial things. And they are trivial. Things that are not valuable or important in this life. And so they control every aspect of one's life. The way you think, the way you eat, the way you buy, what you think of yourself, it does that. I want to read this because there is something that I certainly hope that the Ruah of Yah imparts into the true seed of Israel. No one else, only speak unto the remnant of the house of Yahweh. The article reads, U.S. sets back C-dollar plunge to a near 15-year low. Now hear this. Give a cuteness of listening to this. The dollar tumble to near a 15-year low against sterling, and that is the sterling pound of British sterling yesterday, on fresh signs of economic trouble in the United States. An 8.3% crash in U.S. industry orders and an admission by the Federal Reserve Chairman that Washington does not know how bad housing really is set off another day of wild gyration on the currency market. U.S. house prices fell 3.5% to an average of $221,000 the third month of declines. Stocks of unsold homes rose to 7.4% monthly supply, the highest since 1993. The U.S. Customers' Confidence Index fell sharply to 102.9%. The Truckers' Index of tonnage shipped by U.S. haulage companies was down 1.8% in October, a leading indicator of contraction. Merrill Lynch called the fall borderline recessionary. The dollar continued to slide against the euro, dropping to $1.31 after the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said the housing slump would be a drag on the economy's growth into next year. Mr. Bernanke said official figures did not pick up the sharp increase in cancellation of house deals and might underestimate the inventory glut. In a significant effort on consumer spending arising from further weakness in housing would have important implications for the economy, he said. The pound briefly touched $1.95 and surged to 8-year highs against the yen, that is the Japanese currency. Japanese currency has been in a free fall for months on repeated weak data. It suffered a flash blow yesterday after retail sales fell for a second month, increasing fears that Japan's export dependency economy may slow in lockstep with America. The OECD Club of Rich Nations gave warning yesterday in its biannual economic outlook that the world's second biggest economy was still too fragile after years of debt deflation to risk a rapid rise in rates from 0.25%, a quarter of a percentage. The return to price stability is proving longer and less assured than expected. Further monetary tightness should wait until a full-fledged exit from deflation finally materializes, it says. The OECD downgraded its global growth forecast for the 30 leading economies from 2.9% to 2.5% in 2007 and said the U.S. may start cutting rates next year. Now, what is the value of that to us or to a nation or a people? What relevance has that to do with us? I want to say this. Because this is a nation that is built upon tremendous fragile hopes. And when you have a growth of population, you must have a growth in output to maintain a significant lifestyle that this nation has purported. This is a nation that lives off deception. There is no certainty in the practices of this nation. And articles like this, they have no value to most people because they will not even pay it any attention at all because it is not relevant to them in the scheme of their own lives. But this has grave implication on the world's markets, on the exporting and the importing. When there is no tantish soul or move in this nation, that simply means one thing, that there is not the wherewithal or the finance there to secure the type things that we have grown so accustomed to. Now the relevance of this article is that this nation is a nation that its surety, or what they call a sure thing, is based upon their economic power, their strength, and their material gluttony that this nation is consumed with. Now the people of Yahweh, I want us to understand, brothers and sisters, if there is no sure attitude or sure knowledge or sure spirit that we possess, if we do not have it, then I will say woe unto us. There is a reason that we are not sure. Mr. Bernanke says that there is going to be some form of inflation in this nation. And that simply means that the dollar will not purchase, or the power of your wealth, it has been deflated. It is one thing that inflation does. It causes everything to rise beyond the total output that is actually coming out of a nation. So the value of a nation's wealth, it depends on what is outputted in the nation. And we live under a false system. Now that is what our own religious spirit does to us. It brings us under this captivity of this false, superficial identity and this false assurance. It is not the assurance at all of Almighty Yahweh. And the question that I will ask us tonight, that we ponder this deeply in our lab, are you absolutely sure? Are you sure of whom you are, your place, the purpose of Yah, what He commands us, the reason for that? Are you sure? Now I want to define that before I go farther, all right? I want to define that word sure. Now it is enunciated, pronounced, spoken in the Aramaic language. It is spoken like this. Listen, it is all man. It is not amen, because that is the name of a Greek god. It is all man. All man. Now I want to express the meaning of that word. To be sure. Are you absolutely sure? It means safe from danger or harm. When one is sure, they are safe from every dangerous peril that would oppose them or come against them, and from the harm of destruction that will come. Now this is how Yahweh defines, as He speaks to a mind, the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach, that we ought to have, this Hebraic mind, not this mind that is polluted, this Greek mind that is always seeking for answers and asking questions, but there is never any fruit that comes forth out of that mind. The questions produce doubt, uncertainty, but the mind of HaMashiach produce a sure mind. All mind. Are you absolutely sure? One that is free or safe from danger or harm. One that is firmly established. This is a very shallow generation. This nation's economy is not sure. Relationships, marriages, and homes, there is no sure thing today. When I was growing up, that was a part of our vernacular. If someone had something, they would say, "This is a sure thing. You can stand on this. You can rest assured that this is going to perform, or it will be to your advantage to take advantage of it." So it brings one to a place of safety from danger or harm. It causes them to be firmly established. It causes them to be steadfast, unmovable, and they're always abounding. Now this generation is not abounding at the word of Yah. This abounding, its strength and its growth is in the iniquitous practices in this nation. It is one that is filled with every kind of schism and schism. Everything that is vile and corrupt removes their mind away from the love of Yahweh. They are drawn unto the weak and beggary elements of the world. But when one is sure, they are free from the dangers. They are free from the harm. They are steadfast. They are established in the faith of Yah. And they hold fast with certainty. It is characterized, when one is sure, it is characterized by a lack. You understand that. It is a lack of wavering or hesitation or doubt. This is a doubting generation. It is one that wavers. It is one that is hesitant when it comes to Almighty Yahweh. It is one that the mind is filled with all kinds of doubts and questions because it is not a sure generation. And there's a reason why that you, me, anyone do not possess the surety of Yahweh. There's a reason why. And Scripture tells us, and I will show us why, when there is this tremendous amount of uncertainty, it is because you are not sure. And you are lacking something in your life, and that is just the truth. You can speak all the words you want to when there is doubt and hesitation, when there is fear of what harm will do to you. You are not sure. You are not steadfast. You are not sound in your doctrine. You're not even sound in what you believe. It is the mind that has this, it is marked by a tremendous euphoric of confidence, and there is no lack at all in that one that is sure. No doubts, none whatsoever. It is indisputable. When something is indisputable, it is spoken by a revelation of knowledge, data, and understanding of that thing or the processes of that particular thing. Much doubt today because there is very little knowledge of Almighty Yahweh. One that is sure, the knowledge that they stand upon, it is indisputable. Bound to happen. They know it is going to happen. It is inevitable. It is destined. And one of the main criterias, it is careful to remember. They are careful to remember. When one is sure, they are very careful to remember. Why is it that among the people that declare that they are the true seed of Yahweh, why is there a lack, a doubt? There is no confidence in the inevitable of the word of Yahweh, the promises of Yah. Why is it that we lack this surety? We are not sure about anything at all. While we are not sure about the word of Yahweh, we have no confidence at all. We flounder, we fall, we doubt. We do not possess the character of the strength of Almighty Yahweh, which was exemplified in Yahshua. It has to be a reason. I want to tell you this. Without this, you will always be a desolate people without the knowledge, the strength, and the power of Almighty Yahweh. I want to read this to you. It is found in Yeshaya, Isaiah, listen, chapter 32, and verse 15. I want to read. Yah says, until the Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh, be poured out upon us from on high until this happened. Now we have had all kinds of spirits poured out on us. The spirit of rebelliousness, the spirit of doubt, the spirit of confusion. Yet Yahweh says, until the Ruach HaKodesh be poured out upon us from on high. It has to come from Yah. Not this spirit that we have walked in. Until that happens to us, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. Listen, brothers and sisters. Without the outpouring of Yahweh's Spirit upon Israel, we will always be a desolate people. Our minds will not articulate the inevitable, the sound things of Almighty Yahweh. That's why we doubt. That's why there is much confusion. That's why there is so much uncertainty. I read that to show us the article, to show us the uncertainty of this community of America that we live in. A man of wealth, can you understand losing 2% of his vast properties? I know it sounds like nothing to us because we are not possessors of what we call the riches of this world. But to those that have great wealth, it is a tremendous shock to them. And so there is no certainty in the economics of America. There is no sure thing in the investments of America. There is only one sure thing, and that is the inevitable word of Almighty Yahweh, the soundness of His truth, and the power of the outpouring of His Ruach. Until the power of His Spirit is poured out upon you, and you will know it is from above high. And the wilderness, the darkness of your mind, and the segregated thought process from Almighty Yahweh that never produced anything. Our minds are like wandering stars. Our minds are in the wilderness, in places that are desolate. It is not upon the things that produce a fruitful substance in our lives. And that is what the wilderness represents here. There is nothing there. It is barren. There is no fruit there. And the reason there is no fruit there, because you are not even sure of the word of Almighty Yahweh. You're not sure as to who He is. You have no certain, sure spirit that you believe what He says. That's why you doubt Him. That's why there is no sense of safety. That's why there is no assurance of comfort and protection from the harm of the powers of darkness. You're not sure. And until the power of Yahweh, His Ruach, is poured out upon you, until, I'm not talking about the spirit of the Baptist or the Methodist. I'm not talking about the spirit of the Church of God in Christ, the spirit of the Church of God. I'm talking about the Ruach of Yah from above high. Until it is poured out upon Israel, you will always be desolate. Your mind will never articulate the truths of Yahweh. You will never be able to grasp what Yahweh speaks. Listen, let me move. He says the Mishpah, the judgment, shall dwell in the wilderness. And the Mishpah remained in the fruitful field. And the word of Tzedekah, of righteousness, the power, the fruit of righteousness, shall be shalom. Shall be the comforting of Almighty Yahweh. When one does the works of righteousness, it produces shalom. It produces the comfort, the protection, the care of Yahweh. When your works are not the works of Tzedekah, it produces this vile, evil mindset that rejects everything that Yahweh speaks unto you. We must be sure in this hour. And I will show you why you better be sure. If you are not sure, if you are not certain as to who you are, protected from even the wiles of the enemy, if you do not believe that the word of Yahweh is inevitable and the promises of Yahweh, you don't even have the power of His Spirit poured out upon you from above high. He says, and the word of tzedekah shall be shalom, and the effects, now this will be the effectual workings of the tzedekah, the righteousness of Yahweh, quietness, there shall be rest, and assurance or trust forever. Verse 18, and my people shall live in a homeland or a place of shalom, and in secure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. Until the power of his Ruah is poured out, you will never have rest. You will never have a sure resting place. Your place will not be one of shalom. Your mind will not rest in the house of Almighty Yahweh. That's why we must make sure. We must know without a shadow of a doubt. We have to be sure in this walk. We cannot allow our minds to be overtaken with doubt and confusion. And this generation is one that is not sure of anything that it does. But the people of Yah must be sure. We must know that the word of Yahweh is indisputable. And we speak it by the power of revelation and knowledge by his Ruah. That is why you need the Ruah of Yahweh poured out from above high. Not the spirit of your mama or your daddy or your sons. You need the Ruah of Yah. And if you do not have the power of his spirit poured out upon you, then you're not sure tonight. You're not sure about anything at all. Doubt permeates your mind. You will dispute Yahweh. What do you mean I will dispute him? Because he will speak a word to you. He will speak according to what is written. And you will say, well, I don't believe that he means it that way. I don't think he intends for us to walk that way. I don't believe he meant that. He meant what he said. The word of Yah is a sure word. And because we do not have that power of his Ruah, we can't dwell in the sure place. And his word is a sure place. Our feet are sure when we are established in the word of Almighty Yahweh. The steps of a tough man, they're ordered by Yah. Well, what is the order of Yah? He gives us instruction. He gives us counsel. He gives us his word. He speaks unto us. He sends the Nabis, he sends those in our midst to declare the declaration of Almighty Yahweh. And because we are not sure, doubt and fears, because we do not have the understanding, we question Yahweh. We dispute what he says. We ponder what he says instead of receiving the word of Yahweh with openness of lips, with gladness, and rejoicing in it. We ponder what he says. We question what he says. Well, because there is something that is in us that wants to dispute what Yahweh speaks to us. And the reason it is so, because the Ruah from above has not been poured out upon a people. His Ruah has not been poured out. That's why we lack the stamina. That's why we have so much doubt today. That's why we are very hesitant when it comes to Yahweh. We are not hesitant when it comes to sinning. We're not hesitant when it comes to disobeying. But when it comes to the indisputable word of Yahweh, we are very hesitant. Well, I got questions about that. Well, it shouldn't be. What about it? Sure, he knows that the word of Yahweh is indisputable. You cannot challenge it. So we challenge the word of Yahweh. And this is a generation that does it constantly. And we see these natural things transpiring in this nation. What is happening? It is a metaphor of actually of the life that is in the people, the things that transpire in their hearts. That is what our nation, or what we see in these natural transitions that we go through. And that is just the simple truth. The people of Yahweh, you must be sure. Without that, I will say this unto you, woe unto you, because you are going to be in trouble. Kephar speaks, he says this in the Second Geha, Second Peter chapter 1 verse 1. And as he exhorts the people of Yahweh to add or to exercise in the emuna, the faith of Yahweh, and there are certain things that must be added to their lives in order to be sure. We have things in our lives that cause us to doubt. We need to incorporate what Scripture says to cause us to be sure without fear, without doubting. And so he speaks unto the Israelite brothers. He says, Shaiman Kepha, a servant, and Eve, a servant, and an apostle of Yahshua HaMashiach. He says, I'm writing to them that have obtained, like precious emunah, with us through the Tzedekah, the righteousness of Yahweh, and our Savior, Yahshua HaMashiach. The three I merit love, ahava, and favor, and shalom, peace, be multiplied to you. Now this is the only way it's going to be multiplied. This is the only way that the favor of Yah, the shalom of Yah, the understanding of Yah is going to be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of Yahweh and Yahshua, our Messiah. Why? Because once a man began to understand a delight in the knowledge of Almighty Yahweh, it caused that man's heart to be established with truth. You want your love to be established with truth, not with fables and frivolity and sin. You want it to be established with truth. There is a proverb in every community. It goes like this, quote, the truth hurt. No, the truth makes one free. And so our love must be established with truth by the knowledge of Yahweh in Yahshua HaMashiach. Our love being established with that kind of knowledge, we become sound and sure as to the power of Yahweh, who He is, who He represents, and who we represent. It will cause us to be strong in the emunah of Yah. We will not waver back and forth. We will not have this uncertainty. We will not dispute Him. We will know that His word is certain because it produced life in us. It produced His promises in us. He said, this knowledge of Yahweh and of Yahshua our Messiah, according as His revelation power has given to us all things that pertain to life, and those things that are regarded in His Shabbat guarding, or the truth of His words, through the knowledge of Him that has called us to honor and power, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises. How profound is that? Hereby I want you to know that there is something precious given unto us in this knowledge of Yahweh and Yahshua, the exceeding great promises of Almighty Yahweh, and they are precious, that by these you might be partaker of the revealed nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. He says, but I want to warn you. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your emunah, your faith. He said, I want you to add virtue, power, and strength. Well, how does the power of Yahweh comes? By hearing the word of Yahweh. That you know that it is undisputable. You cannot dispute it. He said, you must add to your emunah, your faith, the virtue, the strength, the purity of the power of Almighty Yahweh. And to your virtue, you must add knowledge, daughter. You must add the knowledge of Yahweh. And that is what we need, the knowledge of Yahweh. We need to know our power. We need to understand the power of this living word of Yahshua. You never escape the lust of this world, the lust of your flesh, without the power of this knowledge. It is the power that brings the restraint. It gives us a sure hope. It gives us a sure calling. It gives us a sure thing. The economy of America, it has already failed. This nation borrows $1 billion a day. We are a dummy down people. They keep us dumb with trivial things. This is a dumb, ignorant generation. And that's just the truth. So the enemy gives you little toys to play with to satisfy your lust, little trinkets, and that's all you want. I want the sure thing today. I want that which is indisputable. When something is indisputable, it is spoken from the power base of knowledge. That is why you add to your virtue knowledge. You add to this power and the strength of Yahweh knowledge. You add to the virtue of Yahweh knowledge. Not your self-pity, your self-remorsing. You add to the virtue, the power of Yahweh knowledge. When you begin to ascertain that knowledge, you will personify a strength and a power that is beyond your measure to identify. That's why this generation is very weak. It despises one that offends them and stands with strength and character, with truth. It doesn't want that. That's why the young boys say they're weak. That's why the women today, they are putrefied. And Solomon said, I look for one. Among a thousand, could not find one. It was a woman that wrote me yesterday. And I said to the woman, I said to her as I wrote her back, I said, now I'm not going to answer you according to your emotions or your feelings. I will answer you according to Torah, truth, and the word of Almighty Yahweh. She has four children by a man that she says is a good man. I says he's not good. They're not married. She says he's my boyfriend. So I said to her, I sense a youthful type of maturity there because you equate him as a boyfriend. So he must be a boy and you must be a young girl. Truth. She has four babies by him. What do I do? I say, first of all, you establish your heart in the truth. She cannot correct him. She is not going to bring him to Yahweh. I say to the young woman, it is one thing how the enemy has befuddled the minds of the women of this generation. I say this to you, daughters, the truth, see, don't be an ignorant woman. Because that same man can leave her today and go find him another woman or wife. And she will always have identity as a whore. You call it what you want to. But that is what she will be, a whore. She got four babies out of wedlock. She will simply be a whore. And he can go and his pristine character as a man. It will always be there. And so my letter was very deliberate. It was very poignant. It was straight to the point. I said, most people don't write me back when I respond this way because I respond according to truth, that which is indisputable. She did write back. So that lets me know she will receive a little help. So I will speak to her the things you deal with sin. And that is what the Ruach of Yahweh does. That's why you need the spirit that is poured out from above high. You need that spirit. Because it will deal with the things that are in you. And the things that captivate you. That cause you to wonder. Cause you to doubt Yahweh. Cause you not to be sure that you are not steadfast. You do not have the all-mind of Yah. You do not have the sure, the faith. You do not have the faithfulness of Almighty God. Because that is what the all-mind of Yah expresses. It's faithfulness. And your faithfulness toward Him. This is a generation that does not want to receive any kind of knowledge of the true nature of who this generation is. It doesn't want to receive that. That young girl will be known as a whore. You can call it what you want to. Four babies out of wedlock. He can leave her tomorrow and find him another girl. And I told her that. And that will not even be associated with him. But she's left with the children. And to hold that package. That is how he has made the women today. Almost their minds are buffoon. They got the sensuality of the sensual mind. They think it's sad. It's pitiful. It's a sad generation. It's pitiful. It is pitiful. Our certainty and our surety is that we buy the truth. We do not sell the truth of Almighty Yahweh. His nature, the power of his character is not going to be revealed unto you unless you have the Ruach, the Spirit of Almighty Yahweh. He says you add to your emunah, the virtue, the power of Yah. You add to your virtue the knowledge of Almighty Yahweh. And knowledge, and to knowledge, temperance. You need balance. There must be a sure balance. This is an unbalanced generation. It is not sure. What a man is sure of whom he is, nothing removes him from his perch. It's only when he began to doubt. It's only when the enemy began to sow the seeds of doubt. It's only when that lustful mind of his began to say to Yahweh, I will dispute you. The knowledge of Yahweh is indisputable. It stands. It's a sure knowledge. It will cause you to advance. And the spiritual things and a spiritual growth whereby there is maturity. This is one of the most immature generations that I've ever seen in my life. And I haven't been around that long, but it's a very immature generation. Very immature. And that is the truth. He said, and you need to add to your temperance, patience. And patience, you need to understand the importance of the Shabbat guarding of piety. Or your not rising up in your flesh. And disputing the very truth of Yah's creation, when he commands us remembering the Shabbat, keeping it kodash. I know what it uses in many texts. I will not use that expression when it comes to expressing what Yahweh says. This mind of tzedekah, this righteousness. For if these things, verse 8, for if these things, you must understand these things must be in you. For if these things be in you, and they abound, they live, they have power, they produce fruit. They make you that you should neither be barren. You will not be inactive in the word of Yahweh. For when it's barren, the word of Yahweh has no active power in their lives. Now you examine your own mind, your own spirit, and see if the word of Yahweh is truly active in you. If these things, if this, if the emunah, the virtue, the temperance, the patience of Yah be in you, he says you will not be inactive, you will not be barren. If these things be in you and they abound, they have strength, you will not be barren, nor unfruitful in the daughter of the knowledge of Master Yahshua HaMashiach. But he that lack these things, he is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. For this reason, brothers, give diligence, give carefulness, seek Yah to make your calling and your election sure. To make your calling and your election sure. For if these things, if this character and strength of Yah be in you, you shall never fall. Then why are we falling? Why are we falling into corruption and sin? Why we dispute Yahweh? Why? Because this is not in us.
If these things be in you, if this be in you, if this what he says, if these things be in you, for you shall never fall. You shall never fail. But we fall. Our doubt causes us to fall because we're not sure. And you're not sure because you do not have the data of Yahweh. You do not have the knowledge of Yahweh because it's not valuable. The truth of Yahweh is not valuable today. You have no patience. Why? Because of one's murmuring, one's ability to murmur against Yahweh. One that has patience, this is because they have endured many trials without murmuring and complaining. That is the only way you're going to have patience. Tribulation meets or work at patience. It's not going to come any other way. This nation and this false illusion, this real world that it calls real, they do not understand the reality of life. And so they falsify things. You notice in the article that I read that they have not even incorporated the data of the houses and the market of things that people have lost, foreclosures and all of that. That's not even a part of the makeup of this article. This is a superficial world. The job market, there is no job market in this country. Period. There's no sure thing in this nation at all. You that are the seed of Yahweh, the only sure thing you have is the knowledge of Yahweh and Yahshua HaMashiach. When that knowledge, you dispute that, well, you're not sure about that. You do not have the power of the Ruah that has been poured out from above. Now the spirit that is in the lad today that has been poured out from generational dispensing, from one generation to the other, that same spirit is dispenser. It is a family ritual type of a spirit. But it's not the Ruah of Yah. What about has the power that he is sure? He doesn't doubt. Well, I have tribulation. Man, tribulations cause one to be sure of whom Yahweh is. If a man suffer with him, he reigns with him. If we endure these light afflictions, then there's a great reward for us. So when one does not possess the power of the Spirit from above, then they have no sure hope. Their calling is not sure. Their election is not sure. They're not sure of their election. And Yahweh has elected a people that he has set aside, that the excellence and the power of his name may be in that people. And you will know that his name is in that people because of the witness and the power and the knowledge of Yahshua, the living word of Almighty Yahweh. And when a people and a nation do not possess that living word of Yahweh, they have no knowledge of him. When a people is always in derision and doubt and wandering, it's because they don't have the knowledge of Yahweh. If the virtues, the power of Yahweh dwell in you, you will not fall. We fall to the slightest of sin, to the slightest of coercing. We fall to that. Do we know certainly we have the outpouring of the Ruah of Yahweh? Or is it some kind of false, fictitious spirit that dwells in us? The power of his Ruah is not there. You are desolate people. When something is desolate, it is void. We're void of the knowledge. We're void of the truth of Yahweh. We're void of the Torah of Yahweh. We're void of it. We're not void of how to do evil, are we? We're not void of that. We know very well how to practice evil. We know how to do wicked stuff real well. We practice that upon our beds, corrupt minds, wickedness. Yahweh is who he declared himself to be. He will not give his honor
unto no one else. You're not going to dispute him. So what is your calling? What is your election? Who has elected you? Are you sure of your election? Are you sure of your calling? Do you doubt? Do you wonder? Is your mind always in this topsy-turvy type mentality? Is that the mind of Hamashiach? A double-minded man. A man that doubts. He's unstable in all of his ways. You want to find someone that is unstable? You find someone that is not sure. It is almost, how many of you all can ice skate? I cannot. And so if someone was to take me on an ice skating ring or 2-1, I would need some kind of sure thing that I could hold on to. Because if I did not, then I'm going to fall. Because he is not a sure thing to you, that's why you fall constantly to the weak and beggary elements of your flesh. That's why your flesh controls you. That's why the power of a corrupt will dictates to you. Hamashiach, I mean, Kephar said of these things, the virtues of Yahweh be in you, you will not fall. If they remain, if they abound, when something abounds, it is always overtaking the thing that is trying to destroy it. When you're always abounding, regardless of the opposition, there's a strength that fortifies you that you can't even understand where it came from. And yet you have the strength to overcome that circumstance. And these circumstances, these situations, cause us to rely even more upon the knowledge of Yahweh and the revelation of Yahshua. Yeah. That we will have the strength of this power, the word of Yah in us. That when the opposition of our soul speak to us, we can speak by the strength of the word of Yah, which is the sword of the Ruah. We speak with our emotions, we speak with our natural minds, we speak with our feelings, which don't mean a nickel with a rat's dung. Means nothing. Your feelings are up one moment and you're down the next. You have a spree one moment and then you're sad the next. You're happy one moment and then you're sad about what? This is a fickle, petty generation. And that's the truth. So we must have the Omain of Yah. We must be sure. You must be sure of your calling. No, that doesn't mean that you're called to be a Shulishim, an apostle, a prophet. We must make our calling and our election, whether we have been elected of Yahweh, we must make sure. It must be something that we have. That cause strength to rise in us and it fills our loins. We must know that. And the reason the power of his strength doesn't fill us because we're not sure of our calling. And you're not sure of your election. And you must make sure of your calling, whether you're called to be a son, or you are the elect of Yahweh before the foundations of the world. I was listening today as I read this article. The great minds, what they call the great minds. That's the oxymoron, isn't it? These great minds. And that they are saying that there is no way that this earth can continue the way it's growing. Because it cannot sustain the life that's on it. Say, eventually there will be a total annihilation of all men. Just a natural process he can't live. That's why the enemy has caused the rise of the things that are taking place today. This uncontrollable lust that babies have been dropped out of both draw legs without any shame at all. The sexual improprieties, the wickedness today. And yet the natural mind can show you that these things, as they are going today, they cannot continue this way. And this is an ignorant, stupid generation. They like things that are comical and full of folly. Stupid stuff. So it's a dumbed down generation. They have literally dumbed our children down. They've dumbed you down, parents. I'm telling you. They got you thinking the way they want you to think. And that is the truth. Within that little box. What box? Your little emotions, your feelings. That's the way they got you thinking. Your lusts,
your greed, your selfishness. So we must give diligently. When a man gives diligence, there's a great effort. Give diligent to make your calling and your election sure. For these things be in you, you shall never fall. If the virtue, the power of Yahweh is in you, you will never fall. We're falling because it's not there. The Ruah of Yahweh will speak of the things that it has already heard. That this is the truth from the beginning. That's why we must have the Ruah that is from above, that is poured out. Not this corrupt thing that we call the Spirit of Yah today. It is not the Spirit of Yahweh. It is the Spirit of the gods. But it certainly isn't the Spirit of Yahweh. It isn't. Because the Spirit of Yahweh calls His people to be sure. And this is a generation that is not sure. Those that say they love Him, they're not sure about anything. I'm sure. I am. I don't doubt Him. I believe what He says. I have great confidence in what Scripture says. I have men, people calling me, wanting to dispute this. Had a man called me the other day, I had to certainly reprove him. Hearts. His questions only minister doubt. They don't minister edification. It ministered doubt. That's it. Period. And this is the generation, he says, the knowledge of Yahweh and Yahshua. Now this is the generation that wants to deny Yahshua, I'm telling you. They're denying him. These religious practices today, they want to deny him. Well, what is the lineage of Yahshua, Pastor Roberts? The lineage and Lucas and Matiti are they totally different? This is an ignorant generation. I will say this to you. That the lineage of HaMashiach did not come by some natural phenomenon of man. It came by the power of Almighty Yahweh. And what Yahweh did in those two places or incidents, I know that they're different names in the genealogy. But when he tried to show them in Wood and Lucas that the birth of the genealogy of HaMashiach, it is one that declares that he is the son of Yahweh. He is straight from the bosom of the first man, Adam. Declares his power as the son of Yah. And the second one declares, the Matitiya declares his power as he as a descendant of the royal throne of David. He was before David. He was the begetting of David. And this is such a jackass, ignorant generation. They want to question what Yahweh said. Why? Because they don't have the knowledge of his truth. And they don't know. So don't call me with these questions. I don't have time for this. His questions minister doubt. And they literally think that they know something. They're dumb. Ignorant men. Have not the Ruah of Yahweh. It's one that has that spirit that has been poured out from above. He is sure. She is sure. Of the birth of HaMashiach. What is sure. Of his birth. What is sure. Of his character. So I have no doubt about that. It is undisputable. It is indisputable as far as I'm concerned. We will not even argue that. We'll not even debate that. Hallelujah. You understand you add to your emunah virtue power? Well, how does power come? By the knowledge, revelation of Yahweh and Yahshua. This is a fearful generation. It is one that is afraid to speak to this wicked generation. Hallelujah. This preacher is not afraid.